Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the banana of chat, the milk of conversation, the peanut butter of humour, the... what else goes in a smoothie? Raspberries of good times, putting them in the blender of the internet, hitting go, and creating a lovely podcast smoothie.
Cowabunga, everybody! That was Ed Gamble. James Acaster here. Welcome to our dream restaurant. Ed's the maitre d'. I'm a genie waiter. We're inviting a guest in and we're going to ask them their favourite ever start, a main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week our guest is...
Claudia Jessi. Claudia Jessi, a wonderful actor, of course. You'll know her from Bridgerton. You'll know her from Line of Duty and many, many other things.
That's quite the CV.
The accomplished, James.
Very excited. Very excited to have Claudia Jessi come into the pod. I don't know what kind of food she likes.
No idea.
No idea what her preferences are here. Pretty exciting
We're
stuff.
Probably getting the exclusives on this stuff.
I mean, I guess we often get the exclusive when people dream meals.
So.
That's
so.
Why all the tabloids go after us.
Yeah, exactly. They hunt us down.
Yeah, and they go, oh, let's print some hot scoops from this. But they don't listen to the full podcast. Maybe they just listen to the first 10 minutes and they get their story from that.
Maybe she'll pick hot scoops as her main.
Hot scoops, my nickname?
Maybe, or maybe we should start a mash restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Called Hot Scoops. A journalism-themed mashed potato restaurant.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, like, every dish is based on, like, a big news story.
Yes, yeah.
Hot scoops. Hot scoops and mashed potato, but we've, like, you know, we've mixed it in with, like, I don't know, what were some of the big... the
like that guy sucking Fergie's toes.
Yeah. That'd be one of them.
That was a hot scoop.
Yeah, it was a hot scoop when that happened.
Hot scoops coming to a high street near you.
Yes, please. But also, look, I tell you what, we won't be serving in hot scoops, and that is the secret ingredient. A guest says it on the podcast. We chuck them out, kick them out on their ass. And this week, the secret ingredient is...
Huel. The meal replacement powder.
Yeah, I mean, no thank you.
No, I've had it a couple of times.
Yeah. I know you have.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're on a text group with a bunch of other comedians, and Ed once mentioned having Huel. And then a few months down the line, someone mentioned that Ed had had Huel once, and Ed was, like, adamant that he had never had Huel. And that they were just assuming that he would have because of he's such a healthy boy. And don't just assume that I would never eat that. And I had to scroll back and screen grab it and go, there's you saying you just had some Huel.
And then the next night I bought a Huel as a joke, but I did have it.
Yeah, he had it.
It's very thick and it's the sort of liquid that could pour itself out the glass when you aren't looking. You know what I mean? Like it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty miserable, but, you know, I guess some people like that sort of thing. Some people don't care about food, do they?
Sure. Some people just decide, whatever.
And that was from Chris Who Tweets on Twitter. Go and follow Chris Who Tweets.
Yes. And every time they tweet something, make sure you reply by saying, is this as good as the Huel tweet?
Not as good as Huel, actually, Chris Who Tweets.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. But thank you very much for that suggestion from Chris Who Tweets.
Thank you, Chris Who Tweets. Good suggestion, Huel.
I'm on tour, James. My tour is called Electric. No, not now. I'm talking to you now, but I am generally on tour doing a brand new stand-up comedy show, Electric.
Buzz.
Yeah, there, that noise might be in it. Spoiler warning. Come along, watch that show. It's very funny. I'd like you to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to one of them. I'm not going to tell you which one, listeners. So who knows? You turn up, you might not get tickets to all of them.
Yeah.
Because when Acast is in the building, it's going to be a fun gig.
It turns into a party when Jimmy's in the building.
That's when Ed really tries.
We'll be chatting to Claudia Jesse momentarily, who's in the new series of Bridgerton.
Very excited. I mean, you know, everyone and their mother are talking about Bridgerton.
Yeah, certainly my mother.
Yeah.
And me. So there you go. That's the two.
There you go.
I watched the last series. Loved the last series. Can't wait for this
Netflix,
new one.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Netflix, you are not wrong. I would not dare correct you, sir. You are correct.
Thank you.
And they say things like that.
Hello, good sir.
Kiss me on the downstairs bottom. That sort of stuff.
Hello, good sir.
Our second star of Bridgerton, of course.
Yeah.
The first star of Bridgerton we talked to locked herself out of a flat. So let's see if... I mean, Claudia's going to be in the room with us, so...
Still,
be impressive if she managed that.
Who knows? This Bridgerton bunch.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
So let's get to it. This is the off-menu menu of Claudia Jesse. Welcome, Claudia, to the Dream Restaurant.
Welcome, Claudia Jesse, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Thank you so much.
Now, Claudia, James is a surprise genie there. Mm. I think you're the first person who's ever jumped at the genie coming out of the lamp.
And I think I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such a big fan.
Well,
and I thought I'd be able to just like really be like, nice to see you too, but it took me still.
Well, it's different in person, isn't it? Because, like, you know, you hear it on the pod maybe and you imagine what it's like. But in real life,
yeah,
that's
a bit more confronting.
Because there's a bit later on where people do jump sometimes. It's odd that there was that amount of surprise straight away.
Yeah, it almost sort of happened just when the arms raised.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, people don't see the arms raised.
Yeah, because I didn't expect it. That's it. I don't ever imagine you with your arms in the air when I listen to it.
Yeah.
He's a very physical performer.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Very physical.
And I do feel like I'm in the presence of a genie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Normally, I guess when people imagine genies, they think we've all got our arms folded, you know, like I think that's the standard pose on like from genies.
Yeah.
And just a wispy bum. Like, you know,
yeah, the wispy
a
bum.
A wispy bum.
Well, he does have a wispy bum, that's true.
Yeah.
But the arms folded, no.
Old wispy bum.
Old wispy bum over here. But yeah, the arms folded, very passive aggressive, a lot of genies.
Well, no, it's not passive. No.
Sorry.
It's not passive aggressive. It's like, you know.
Do they wear watches? Because
no.
I feel like that might be a little bit to do with the crossing of the arms, because it's a good time, you know, it's
a good
space
good
to always kind of look down.
But if anything defines a genie, I'd say it's that they're not really in a rush.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of time on their hands.
And they're only going to go back to the, I was about to say plant pot that they live in, but it's not a plant pot,
no,
is it?
Tell me if you want.
This is your episode.
Oh, what a lovely little pot. Terracotta pot.
Yeah.
Our wispy bum in his little terracotta pot.
I don't mind it. I'll live in a plant pot.
Lovely.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
Quite open at the top for a genie?
Yeah, and I guess you water it instead of rub it would be the way work.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
It's nicer to be watered than to be rubbed.
Yeah.
By a stranger.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If it was a choice of the two with a stranger, I think pour water on me rather than rub me.
Yeah. Hydrate
happily.
Me.
Yeah, hydrate me. Are you a big fan of food?
I think about it a lot and I talk about it a lot. Like, I'll always do, when I'm on sets or whatever, I'll do food, heaven and hell. And we'll break it down into categories. So if you did, like, food, heaven and hell with potatoes, chips wouldn't be included because chips would have its own category because then it works out a bit longer.
Yeah.
You spend long days on sets.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is all based around the fact that you're literally there for, like, 12 hours working.
Four hours as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think I grew up eating a lot of, like, good food. Sorry, Mum. She just, I don't know if she had too much time to be incredibly domesticated. So we sort of had egg and chips, which I loved. It would be like homemade chips, egg and chips, or corned beef hash, or stuff like that. But then I went vegan when I was like 24. And then in my early 20s, I didn't have enough money to like eat things. So I think by the time I got to an age and a place financially where I could eat fancy foods, I went vegan. And then there aren't that. So I feel like I missed out on loads of those like real fine dining experiences. Mm-hmm. But I do love food, and a lot of my day revolves around me thinking about what's for dinner.
You saying born and raised in Birmingham as well?
Yeah. Well, so I moved around a bit when I was younger. But yeah, born in Brum and back in Birmingham now. So the town of the best samosa, which I did bring.
You brought it there on a plate. It's quite exciting. Tell us about this samosa.
So the reason I know about it, my best mate, Layla, there was a first episode of something I was in, and she threw like a mini screening at her house. And then she ordered just like 80 samosas, veggie samosas, and they cost 25 pence each.
Wow.
And they're the best samosas I've ever had. And sometimes we'll make just small trips to Bearwood, an area in Brum, to get them. It's from Cigar Sweet Centre. And they're so delicious, so I brought loads. But they're really good hot. I actually ate one on the way home yesterday when I got them. So you guys do have more of a soggy bag.
That's fine.
Of very delicious veggie samosas as a gift from Birmingham.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much. I would eat one now, but also I'm aware that if people are listening to this in headphones, the last thing they want to hear is me eating a samosa.
Sure, but maybe I'll eat one.
Yeah. Oh, they want to hear you. They want to hear you have
That's
one.
That's misophonia, isn't it? Is that misophonia, when you hate the sound of people?
Yes, when you hate the sound of people eating, I think.
Have a little peek. Now, there's a flyer in here. Let's look at the flyer.
A flyer? Is it a flyer or a menu?
Well, it looks like a flyer, but then it opens up in the middle. What's that, a pamphlet?
That's a very small book.
Yeah. Cigar Sweet Centre. Sweet Centre?
Yeah, they do loads of those delicious.
Mainly it says lamb Rogan.
Said Sweet Centre. Then I open so
it. That's not fair. So it says Sweet Centre, and then I open it up, and it's lamb Rogan Josh and meat kebab wrap. Oh, sweets at the back here. Yeah, yeah. I like the look of that.
This is, honestly,
everyone does.
We could edit around this, and it looks like you're looking at something very different.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. Dear. I like the look of that.
Oh, please no. Apparently, I'm not allowed to talk in it. So you two have a chat.
Yes.
But
may
I
say before I eat this?
Yeah. What do you think?
Here's what's great about it: that the handle of the samosa, I would say, what kind of a triangle would this be? Not equilateral,
really
is it?
Really delicious.
I see. It looks, it looks like a delicious equilateral to me.
The handle is very crispy and very rigid.
Yeah.
And
so sort of pasty style, really.
Yeah.
You've got a bit to hold on.
But the rest feels very nice and soft.
Mm.
And it's got a lovely golden brown finish to it. So it does look very, very promising. I'm gonna eat it.
Yes.
You can mute me if you like, Benito.
Yeah.
So we don't get complaints from everybody.
Okay.
Because, God forbid. The podcast that you get for free isn't exactly what you want it to be.
About food.
About food. Yeah.
Specifically food.
About food, yeah.
There we go. You talk about yourself.
So this is a vegetable samosa.
It's a veggie samosa. It's quite spicy, I think. I like a spicy samosa.
Yep.
You look like you're enjoying it. And I do agree that I do have a handle. And I also got four pakoras for myself.
Yeah, good.
And I ate those on the bus home. The bus home from Bearwood. You really look like you're enjoying it. It makes me so happy. Oh, my God. This is the best day of my life.
His face is an absolute picture right now.
I've not been this happy for a long time.
Yeah, he's definitely enjoying it. Yeah, there we go.
But even when you Google this place, even though it's a sweet centre, so many of the comments on Google reviews are like, best samosas you'll ever get.
Great
samosas, love them. They're really nice.
So that accent is very much within grasp for you there.
Yes, but all others are not.
Right.
That's what I've discovered, that a Brummie accent, fine.
Yeah.
Every other accent, unless you want sort of generic and American.
Yeah.
I cannot do. And I can't believe I've outed myself now. But you also can't do accents.
Yeah, James can't do accents either, especially with a mouthful of samosa.
Can you do Shrek?
All right. No? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than James's, to be honest.
It's not as funny as James's.
Did you used to have the Brummie accent?
Don't know if I ever really did. We moved about and then, life was all over the gaff, so I don't really know. And then my job, I feel like I've done so much RP.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that sort of kicked anything out of me.
Yeah.
That was delicious,
by the way.
Was it? Absolutely delicious.
I'm so happy.
Would you call it pastry? No.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The outside is absolutely fantastic. The thing that makes them so good is that every element of it's great, the spice that's in there and the contents, but also the structure of it all. Of each bite I took, it didn't start falling over, and I've got to allow for something. And yeah. Oh dear, now I've got to hold it like this. I've got a situation on my hands. No stress. Take a bite. It just stays standing as it is.
Yeah.
Really delicious pastry. Flavorful in itself. I could eat that pastry on its own. I'd be very happy.
What I was very impressed with was the structure. While you're eating it, yeah. You're holding it. You could gesture with that.
You're flinging
you can
it
have,
about.
You can have a full conversation and gesture. You could do a TED talk holding that samosa.
You could conduct an orchestra with that samosa.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful orchestra it would be.
Delicious.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm going to have another one before I go home. Thank you very much for bringing that in. That was what a treat.
And that's not even on your menu.
That's not on my menu.
No.
That's just an extra bonus treat.
Yeah.
This is great. Very exciting. Bridgerton is coming back.
Yeah. It's coming back for a second season. Very
One
good.
Of the shows that I watched in lockdown where I eventually had to work out, I had to shut the blinds to my house because my neighbours would occasionally walk past and see what was going on. And they always walk past just at the right moment for it to look like I was watching something very sexy.
Well, it is very sexy.
There was a lot of very sexy stuff in that show.
Yeah. Oh, you don't watch anything that doesn't have sexy stuff in it.
That's true.
I'm aware.
It made a nice change, actually. It's actually a lot more chilled out than a lot of the other stuff I'm watching.
What can we expect? Is there anything you can tell us? Any juicy goss?
I don't know. Eloise will be, can I say, even more Eloise-y?
Yes.
I think so. She's very funny. She's sort of the rebellious one. The one who, well, I suppose there's nothing really rebellious about not wanting to get married and just have your own autonomy.
But in the world of Bridgerton, that's rebellious.
Absolutely scandalous.
And determined to get to the bottom of the mystery.
Of Lady Whistledown.
Yes.
We all bloody know, don't we?
We know now, yeah.
She was on the pot.
Yeah, and we've had her on. She locked herself out of her own flat.
And she ate mostly cartoons and a rap made by Robbie Williams. So
I wonder what that. If anyone knows what that rap is, by the way.
No, please don't.
If you could tweet the podcast and let us know.
Please no. Please
we're
no.
Get
we
to
know.
The bottom
we know.
Of that.
We found out on the day
or tweet
it was
Nicola
released.
Directly.
It is. It's an oat cake.
But yeah, we're all excited. We're really excited, and it was beautiful to film. I felt mostly just buzzing to have had a job. People loved it during the lockdown. I feel like it was a nice sort of cuddle that people, big sexy cuddle that people needed during a very difficult time.
It was absolutely huge.
I know,
wasn't it?
It's weird. But we were all just like, I was just on my boat with like wearing a mask and cold lockdown. And it's only now, really, after finishing filming season two, that we're all a bit like, bloody hell, what was all of that?
Yeah. No, you know, you didn't need to wear a mask if you were just in where you live by yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I live with my partner.
Oh, right. You were like, no.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to take the chances.
And it was very difficult because we were watching Bridgerton as well. Yeah. So I was like, don't you get any funny ideas, sir? I'm keeping this mask on. And it's just like good, exciting, sort of yummy fun, isn't it?
Yummy fun.
It's good, yummy fun. Much like this podcast.
And it was the biggest show on Netflix, right?
It was.
And then did Squid Game.
Yeah.
Which just shows you can't get a handle on what people like.
Yeah.
Because there must have been people
sexy
after
guy
Bridgerton.
Licking a spoon.
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah. People after Bridgerton going, okay, Bridgerton's the biggest show on Netflix. We need to do that again.
Absolute antithesis.
And then suddenly, a horrible death game show from Korea is like, no, we're big too.
Bloody good though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You would think that, you know, a lot of people would look at that who make TV and go, oh, so you just got to make sure you make something as good as it can be, take that idea, and really just make the best thing of it. But instead they go, no, let's try and just copy what they did.
Yeah.
And see if we get as big. Why isn't this working?
Is series two of Bridgerton introduced more Squid Game style elements to the story?
Yeah, you basically stuff yourself senseless with cake, and whoever doesn't pass away gets to be the new queen.
Perfect. Great.
That was our idea for this show, allegedly. Still or sparkling water?
All right. So I don't want to swerve too far from the rules because I think they're there for a reason, okay? Ideally, I'd have a pint of neck oil. Ideally, I'd have a pint of neck oil.
Yeah.
Because I can't drink beer once I've eaten food, but I love to drink beer.
That's such a good point.
Right? Because I can session some lovely, delicious pints of neck oil. I can only do really one gamma ray.
Session them.
Well.
John Robbins talk.
No. This is good chat because I'm completely on board with this.
You can only have one gamma ray?
I can only have one gamma ray.
Same.
If I have two gamma ray, write off.
Yeah.
We regularly go out for pints with Nish Kumar.
Yes.
And he'll always go gamma ray.
To start?
To start.
And to straight finish.
Away, and to finish. What? Gamma ray all night, that guy can
or
do.
Oh, neck oil.
He's,
yeah, but neck oil I can handle. Gamma ray is just far too much.
But it's no difference
the same.
To him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll start with a gamma ray if I'm feeling particularly saucy. I'll be like, I might kick off with a gamma ray, but then I know I can't continue, so I'll just go to neck oil. So ideally I would, but I don't want to do that.
Well, I don't think we're not going to let you have it. I think you've made the case for that because you said that you can't have it after you've eaten.
No.
And it would be one of your...
No.
Sorry, I went, no. It's really earnest.
Yeah.
Probably, no, and why won't it change?
So it sounds like there's nowhere else to put the drink. And so if you wanted to have it at this point, I think we would be pretty cold-hearted to not let you have that as your dream meal.
I think you've completely sold us on it, bearing
really?
In mind that... Yeah, because you love beer.
I do.
But you can't have it after you've eaten or with your food, so you need one pint to kick off the night. And beer's basically old water anyway.
Thanks.
How many pints before you're ready for dinner?
I'm going to say three.
Three.
Okay. It might be one gamma ray, two neck oil, or three neck oil, but it's never three gamma ray. Absolutely not. It's not even two gamma ray, one neck oil. So can I have it?
Yeah. We're not hard asses. I think... Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to not let you have that.
Thank you.
Early on.
You can have two pints?
Oh, my God, if you'd let me.
Two pints to kick off with? Yeah.
Yeah.
But no more.
No, okay.
So what are we talking, two neck oils or a neck oil and a gamma ray?
I'm going to go two neck oils just for safety because it's a dream. Because sometimes you can start off with a gamma ray and then you're like, whoa, I knew I shouldn't have done it. It's too much for me. Can you have one?
Oh, yeah, I can have one gamma ray. Yeah. And then I'd have to move on to something else. Yeah. I think it's just too strong otherwise.
Neck oil?
No, gamma ray.
Yeah, but what do you go on to afterwards?
I can go on to neck oil, sure.
Okay. So we're all having it together.
Well, I understand. Beaver Tan
are absolutely elated by this entire conversation. We've said gamma ray and neck oil so many times.
I know.
Have Beaver Tan. Why don't they get you hooked up with like a pump on the boat or something like that?
Oh my God, at imagine the end that. Of my life.
What if it was like, you know where the rudder is? And what if that was a little pump? So like, still the rudder, but on the inside of the boat, it's a beer pump. So you can just tip it towards you. And so while you're steering the boat around, you can just pour yourself a neck oil.
Oh, I see. No, I would like that.
Yeah.
If there was any place I'd have the pump, it would be by the tiller.
Yeah.
Because then you could just pour yourself a little jug. And,
I do
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That.
Yeah, but I would like it.
Talking about the tiller being the pump.
Yes. Also, this bit.
That actual bit that you hold and steer, that is the pump.
Oh, then I would very much like that. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But surely if you keep pushing it down... To get the beer out, would that not change the direction of the boat? Or
no, because it's right to left as opposed to up to down. Up
so if you
down.
Pulled it up, that wouldn't do anything?
You can't. It doesn't move.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It only goes right and left.
He's actually come up with a great idea.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right? Pop it up, sort of bread! Pop it up, sort of bread!
Bread!
Bread.
Bread. That scared me as well.
Yeah.
And there was a point during the Beaver Tan conversation.
Were
in
you
fact,
scared?
Actually, when you were talking about the samosa, and really going into detail, I was like, he's going to do it in the middle of this, isn't he? I thought you might have done it.
I still had a few stray samosa bits in my mouth, so I wouldn't have risked screaming and potentially spitting samosa across the desk at you, and then that would be the end of the interview.
But, I mean, how good are those samosas?
Delicious.
Would you welcome the sort of spray?
Oh yeah, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
you would be like
secondhand spray.
It's paid off.
A little bit extra.
Yeah. But bread. I'm gonna go bread. I always thought it'd be this delicious, like za'atar olive oil flatbread from a place called Demasina in Birmingham. It's like a Syrian cafe, really beautiful. But then I remembered I was living in a flat in Homerton with my best pal for like 6 months, and then we had to leave. Because we used to live as like guardians of properties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was the cheapest way to live.
Uh-huh.
And there was a massive Tesco's near us. And they'd do this like silvered circular tin bread thing. And it would probably be, I think it was like a quid. But then me and Layla knew the perfect times to go and get it. And we once got it for 11 pence. And you'd bake it. And it was like a tear and share thing. And it had sun-dried tomatoes, jalapenos and mozzarella in it.
Lovely.
I'd like that to be vegan friendly now, if that's okay
yeah.
Jeannie.
Yeah.
Whip the mozz out.
It tastes exactly the same.
Yeah, I'll make it taste exactly the same, but it's all vegan.
Thank you.
Easy.
What I like about that train of thought that you had was, so you initially thought it would be a za'atar bread from a Syrian restaurant,
Very
did you
good.
Say? And what you've ended up going with is discount Tesco bread.
Yeah. I know. But I think it's more of the memory.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Me and Layla have had the za'atar bread together as well. But this was just like we'd bake it and we'd just stand in the kitchen and eat it together. And it was so good. And I messaged her about it today being like, I'm right that this is where we got it. And she was saying, yeah. She was like, oh, I really want that bread now. In fact, we were both very poor in that flat. And I remember once coming home and sort of there was one, you know, the bookends of the bread. That's got a name. Heel.
Heels.
I once got that last slice, balled it up in my fist, dipped it in a jar of mayonnaise, ate it and went to bed just to get rid of the pang of hunger.
Wow.
That's not the bread I'd like.
No.
Oh, I was going to say that. What, the fistful?
Although it actually wasn't that bad. I think it's because I quite like mayonnaise. It's probably a bit disgusting, but like I liked it. But I'm going to go with the 11 pence.
The day it was 11 pence.
The day it was 11 pence. Because we felt so victorious.
I bet that tasted so much better that you got it
for
11
pence. Oh, yeah, it was massive. Yeah. And that was a dinner.
The Guardians thing. You're in the place that's to stop squatters moving in, basically. It's like vacant properties.
Yeah, so you look after vacant properties.
Are you literally guarding it? If someone tries to break in, are you like kicking off with them?
Well, one of them did get broke. I've lived in like a what used to be a rehabilitation centre in Tooting. I lived in an old estate in Homerton that just needed a few people in there. And then I lived in a former doctor's surgery in Waterloo. And that actually did get broken into.
Wow.
And I was the only person in it. It had like 16 rooms. But me and Layla were the first people to move in with our cat. And it was like 4 a.m. and I heard someone break in and I saw someone move past. And I had to phone my mum because Layla was back in Brum. And I was like, Mum, I don't know what to do, but I know that Punch, our cat, is downstairs. So I ran downstairs. I was petrified. And then I grabbed a knife and my cat and then ran up and locked myself in my room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I obviously didn't sleep. And then Layla came back and I was like, we have to leave. So we left. We lived there for 2 weeks.
So hold on.
You did a terrible job of guarding.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
They walked straight in.
Yeah.
And they almost had the cat.
So this Guardians... Sorry, what is this? So the Guardians thing, you're not actually there to do anything.
You're just there to live. It's a cheaper way for me to live and it's a way to keep vacant properties not vacant.
Okay. Who's this Layla character?
Layla's popped up a few times already.
Layla's great.
Yeah.
Layla's great.
How do you know her? What's she up to? What's she do?
She's my best pal. We met when I was 18 and we worked at my first bar job together in a pub called The Cross. It's now called The Dark Horse in Moseley. And we met there and sort of fell in love. And she's works for a mental health charity. Yeah, her to thank for the samosas as well because these are her favourites and then got me into them. And then the bread. But the thing is, when we lived in Tooting, there was a place next to us that sold 2 bowls of red wine for a fiver.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst we were feeling victorious for like 11 pence on a bread dinner, we'd spend all of our fivers on those 2 bottles of red wine. And they were just like, they might as well have just had like a white label on it and just said red wine.
Yeah.
Like in Comic Sans. Like, it was disgusting. Uh-huh. But we've freely spent our money on that. I say freely, it was a fiver for 2 bottles.
Wait, 2.50 each?
Yeah, that's how it worked.
You and Layla?
Me and Layla, chugging away.
Yeah.
Yep, and we lived for those 3 years in London. And then we also lived above a shop in East Dulwich. That was a bit rough because that wasn't with the Guardians. They were with some people, not some good people.
Yeah?
No, we had to lock ourselves in a room with our cat.
Again?
Again.
Punch,
yeah. He's great. He's still alive. He lives in Birmingham now.
Wow.
Yeah. By himself?
Yeah, got his own. Yeah.
He was sick of it.
Yeah.
Although, once we came home to the flat in Homerton and he had eaten a whole curry and 2 Krispy Kreme donuts and had learnt how to open the microwave. So he'd like jump up on top of the fridge and then the microwave was on top of the fridge and he'd poke the button with his, like jab the button.
Yeah.
And then the door would come up, bop him on the head, but then he'd be able to get anything that was in the microwave out.
The velociraptor.
Honestly, until you said he could get anything that was in the microwave out, I was only imagining him opening the microwave so he could put something in the microwave himself.
The curry.
He needs to warm up the curry.
Piercing the film limit with his claws.
Opening it up halfway through, stirring it, putting it back in. Yeah.
Incredible. Do you have any donuts?
Apparently Krispy Kremes are good in the microwave as well.
Amazingly, I understood the concept of a dessert, actually.
Yeah,
that's quite good.
Two
to move on from the curry and then to know that
I need something sweet.
God, it's a separate stomach for sweet stuff, isn't
it? Ever noticed that? Yeah, what's that? One of these? I can't stop myself. I have another one. Oh, what am I like? This is awful.
Yeah, why not?
Let's get on to this starter then, your dream starter.
Okay, so there's an amazing Cantonese restaurant in Birmingham city centre in the Chinese Quarter called Chung Ying's. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to brag, But we've had two MasterChef professionals winners from Birmingham 2 years in a row.
Congratulations. So,
thank you.
Well done. Doesn't sound like a brag.
No,
I'm going to go
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you had nothing to do with it whatsoever.
For some reason, though, I feel like there's a thing with people from Birmingham who just want to own everything about Birmingham.
That's yeah.
And when you meet another like Brummie on a set or something, you're both just like for ages. Just I can't believe we're both from Birmingham. Like it's the biggest thing in the world.
I bet they can't believe it with you. You sound nothing like it. they're like bullshit.
Yeah, bollocks. Prove it.
But you know what people don't know about you is that you run a cooking school from your boat. So actually. You
can,
it is bragging when you say about the chefs.
They came from my school.
Yeah, that's exciting. Two MasterChef winners.
On the bounce, Stu Dealey and Dan Lee. And when we were watching the MasterChef Professionals finals, one of them like journeyed back to Birmingham. And then I was so excited because he was eating in Chung Ying's, which is my favourite takeaway. I think it's just whenever you see something, again, from Birmingham, like on telly, you're like, oh my God, I know where that is. Mm-hmm. I've walked past there. That's great. So I would like to pick there for my starter, and I'd like their vegan duck and pancakes, which they do actually do. It's just crispy fried bean curd.
Right.
But with all of the regular stuff.
Yeah.
The thing is about this place is, you know when you've got an idea of what you want for a Chinese takeaway, and then sometimes it gets there and you're like, oh no, it's not actually what I want. You want sort of like the movie version of Chinese. You know when you see people on telly eating Chinese food, you're like, oh, I really want that. Mm-hmm. That's what this place is.
Great.
Their prawn toast is like the size of a Mars bar. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah, quite often when I decide I want a Chinese takeaway, I think what I want is one from the 90s when I was a kid.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, so
that's
the
really what I want. Or from an American film where it's the where it's the cardboard boxes with a little metal handle.
Yeah.
All the Pixar films, they got the same box.
Every episode of Friends. That's kind of what it is, except it doesn't come in those cardboard tubs.
But it's sort of like the platonic ideal of a Chinese takeaway meal.
It's so good that I don't miss the idea of having duck pancakes. And I feel like I remember the first time I ever had duck pancakes being like, what is this? Sorcery. Like, this is like the most amazing thing to be able to put your own food together. And it's also really good the next day if you store the pancakes correctly.
Yes. And how are you storing the pancakes? James really was just going to say something there. Claudia, quite emphatically.
I didn't mean to do
that. It was so directed towards James. It's like you were like, look. Only one of them's not going to store the pancakes properly.
Yeah.
And it is James.
It is James. So let's make sure that he knows that he should be doing that.
Did he look quite so? I obviously couldn't see James's face when he shouted.
Hold my hands up and be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whoa.
I'll store them correctly. Message received.
How are we storing them, Claudia?
You've just got to make them airtight.
Right.
Yeah.
So just leave them in the box, right?
Yeah, just don't throw them.
Don't get them
it's
out.
It's so obvious. Yeah. You would have known that.
You would have known it. But I appreciate it.
Make sure you store your pancakes.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't take them out the box.
Otherwise,
and
they
leave
get
them on
the crispy edge, and then you're like, no, this is not as soft as they were yesterday. Yeah.
I read it as you thought I was about to say to you, yeah, but you've got to store them correctly. And you were getting in there before me. Like, yeah. If you store them correctly, I know.
All right, James, I know what you're doing. Don't be boring about this.
Yeah, it did feel like that. I'm so sorry. It was such an attack.
No, not at all.
I was very excited to be here. so that's what I'd like. They're really delicious. And I'd like a double helping.
Yeah, sure.
If that's okay, just now I'm getting cocky. You've given me neck oil. I'm like, I'd like it twice.
Yeah.
But just because then there's leftovers for like the morning. I think Chinese takeaway the next day is
punch the microwave it.
That's it. And have some crispy crumbs.
Yeah.
Something sweet.
Open it up.
So it comes with all the hoisin and the shredded spring onion and cucumber and all of that business.
Yes. I do pancake, bean curd.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Uh-oh.
I do sauce.
Yeah.
Bean curd, onions, cucumbers.
Yeah, I would do that too. I always go sauce first. Yeah. So you
sauce
get an
first.
Even distribution of sauce.
Yeah.
Then the meat,
back
then the veg.
Back of the teaspoon.
Yeah, come on. Anyone doing it with the front is an idiot.
Yeah. Who's doing it with the front?
So you're going to shred it up.
Ripping the pancake up.
It's like, oh, this doesn't work.
No, but sometimes I'll do that. You know, when you get like mayonnaise and you'll get it with the scoopy part.
Well, God
of the spoon,
knows what you're doing with mayonnaise.
And then you'll pop it somewhere, but then you realise you've still got loads on the scoopy side rather than the spready side.
I'm surprised you didn't screw the pancake up in your hand and just dip it into the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff it in your mouth and go to bed.
Yeah. Straight to sleep. Don't brush your teeth.
Good night. Grab the knife, off to bed.
Yeah.
Grab the cat, grab the knife, go to bed.
God, right, yeah.
Like, and you are, just to check again with the source, you are getting an even distribution. You're not just like going a little bit where the actual bean curds are going to be, and I just put it all in that same bit. You are like going,
I'm going
all around the
pancake.
You're
not going to the edge, are you?
No.
Right up to the edge, but how much of a board are you leaving?
Well, I don't want... I get quite nervous at for the first pancake because I'm like, I don't want to overstuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then be left, because I'm always left with so many spring onions.
Yeah.
I get quite nervous about the distribution. Like, if you ever made enchiladas, you know, when you stuff the wraps to then put at the bottom of the baking tray, I've always got one massive one and then it just gets progressively smaller yeah. and smaller. Yeah. And that's sort of what ends up happening with me. But I'm not like doing it like the edge, like it's an envelope.
No, yeah. I wouldn't.
And I'm not doing full disc.
No, you don't do full disc.
I don't do full disc. I'm not. No, I'm mad.
You would do it. The maximum you would do would be imagining it as if it was like a full size pizza. Like, you'd leave a crust,
very good.
Right?
And yeah, nice.
Right, let's not get started on my bloody wife. This is how she does it, right?
Here we go. By the
this
way,
this is crazy.
Before Ed got married last year, before he got married, all the stories about his partner were positive. Since they got married,
that's not true.
Absolutely, become an old.
She's been doing
comic.
This since we met.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't worry. He's always complaining about it. Here we go.
The first time we had duck pancakes together, I thought everyone just does the sauce on the bottom, even distribution. You get a thin layer. Right, because then you know how much sauce there is, you know how much you're using.
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, veg, duck, and then drizzles sauce over the top. She's using half a pot of sauce on her first pancake.
Claudia's put her hand over her mouth.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe what she's hearing.
But when you first said drizzle, I thought of like a balsamic glaze. And I'm like, well, but then you said half the tub.
Well, because she's like
that's
spooning. And then
it.
Like she's like across that.
That's it's dropping it on
yeah,
top.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just
so
boring.
Much. Unbelievable. But you can't teach someone a new duck pancake technique because that is
baked. I don't know.
That's
I feel
baked
like that's...
in. Yeah. I don't know. That's like a family thing.
Claudia, I'm not going to ask you the question that I ask all guests after Ed's told a story about his wife like that. Normally gets edited out of the podcast. How long do you give it?
Have you placing bets?
Is there a lead? Just wondering. That's all.
They were all doing it at the wedding. You know,
that's
how
all you know about their relationship.
The
how long are you giving it? How long are you giving it with that?
Do you need any background?
No, I mean, you've told me the most important thing about the woman is a pancake.
Over 10 years they've been together already.
If this is the straw.
Yeah, that would be crazy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But then the straw is a bit like those little sprigs of spring onion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the sprig that broke the camel's back.
Isn't it? That broke the duck pancake. I feel like I see a long future.
Yeah, I reckon so.
You've just got to see it. It's charming.
Yeah. We just don't try and use that often.
There you go.
That's the best way
that's
to
avoid it. That's how we
avoid
it. Yeah. Never let her ever have a duck pancake ever again, and the marriage will be fine. Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Let's move on to your main course. It's a good menu so far.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Personal memories attached to everything. It's very nice.
Oh, I was really hoping you guys would like it. So I've always known this one because I remember the first time I ever had this dish. It was pre-vegan life. So I had like a pork version of it. And I remember thinking it was one of the greatest things I've ever eaten in my life. And it's a bibimbap.
Yes.
So that's the Korean, it's like a rice dish with like different vegetables, like all julienne. And it's like a really hot pot. So you get like crispy rice at the bottom with a gochujang sauce. And you can have like a fried egg on it. And I had it pork the first time I had it. And the first time I had it was in a restaurant called Topoki in the Birmingham gay village. And that's genuinely what it's called on the map because someone told me off once and said, you can't call it that. And I went, no, I actually can. and it was the best thing I've ever had. And I always thought that's like my menu heaven. Then I went vegan and I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to have this again, am I? But it's foolish. And I was filming in Glasgow and I was there for about 5 nights. And after my first day's filming, I was staying in a really nice area of Glasgow called like Finiston. It's like quite trendy. It's really cool. And I was walking around looking for dinner. And then I walked past this place called Kimchi Cult. Mm-hmm. And I went in and there was a dish called the Vegan Bap. And it was a vegan bibimbap. And I went back every single night for 5 nights and had the same dish. And on the side, I had a crispy deep fried tofu and kimchi bao.
Nice.
And it was my first ever bao. Never had a bao before, and I remember being like, wow. And I had that every single night to the point where, like, by the fourth night, they were like, do you want the same thing? And I was like, you better believe it.
I love that you were only there for 5 nights, had the same thing every night. So they got used to you after 3 nights. And then after 5 nights, you just never went back.
Just never.
They were probably baffled. They're like, is that lady okay?
she's had too much bibimbap. But it's the most delicious thing I've ever eaten in my life, is that dish. So well done, Kimchi Cult. But it's got like big, massive chunks of like deep fried crispy tofu. Tofu's a controversial one. What do you guys think of tofu?
I love tofu.
Do you?
Absolutely love it.
I think people sometimes hate it just because it sounds cool to hate tofu, to be like, oh, it's a
spoon.
That's what people do say.
That is what they sound like.
You said you can do accents. You can do
idiot.
Tofu hater. You can do idiot voice.
I like it, but I'm not having it loads. So to me, it's not like, I actually understand it more when like vegetarian or vegan friends hate it.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, it's every, like, in so many dishes, I've got to eat tofu and I'm sick of it now. I never want to eat tofu ever again. I get that.
Yeah.
When people aren't vegetarian or vegan and they go on about hate, I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's so
like,
good.
It's quite nice to have it every now and again.
Sponge.
Really nice and deep fried, so good
so
as
good.
Well. I actually had a vegan sort of bibimbap style thing the other night. At Mildred's.
Oh, lovely.
The one in King's Cross.
Very nice.
Very, like, loads of kimchi, loads of amazing rice, loads of gochujang, and then deep-fried tofu sort of bricks on the top. It's fantastic.
See, that sounds exactly like that, so I don't need to go to Finiston, although I would like to go back there because it was a very tiny little place that sat, like, 6 tables, and there was a little bench that you could queue on, and I was waiting there every night after work. It's just so delicious, and I'd absolutely demolish it. And it was the summer, and then it would stay late until like 11 o'clock, and it would be like beaming sun, and I'd be like, I can't get to sleep. But then after loads of Korean food in my belly, delicious. I'd have it every day.
Does it come in the hot stone bowl?
Well, no, because I always took it back to the hotel.
And they don't give you a hot stone bowl every time.
No.
But they know you're going to be back the next night.
Yeah. I could have. They'd be like, you'll return the bowl, won't you?
Yeah.
You saddo. You can't even go anywhere else. But I would have it just in like a little black tub.
Mm-hmm.
There was never any room in the restaurant. It was always filled. And it's got like, I was looking at the menu today because I was like making sure, but they don't have the bao anymore. They don't have the bao.
That made you say wow.
The bao that made me say wow, baby. Oh, yeah.
How are you spelling wow?
W-O-A. A-O. So that's W-O-A-A-O.
So do you want that as part of your main? Would you like the bibimbap and the little bao wow?
I've got...
Lovely, lovely stuff.
So nice.
Yeah.
I've got a side, so I don't know...
Look, you've already hacked the water course. Feel free.
And I've asked for 2 starters of the same thing.
Yeah, one for leftovers.
Just a double portion, that doesn't count.
I mean,
I think this is also maybe the first time that someone's thought about their dream meal carrying over into the next morning for breakfast.
Yeah, which is nice, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big thing for takeaway. Mm. Or like, if you do you guys get doggy bags if you've got loads of food left over at a restaurant?
Yeah, if it's something that like, because yeah, I feel quite bad waste and stuff.
Absolutely.
So definitely, if it's something that you're like, we can definitely eat this at home tomorrow. Yeah, got to get a
doggy
bag.
Don't
I have
stick
never been in that situation.
Yeah, no, finished, done.
All done, yum yum.
All done, yum yum. Little bow wow.
Little bow wow.
Then maybe I will have little bow wow on the side.
Yeah, you can have a little bow wow on the side. Because it's tied into the dish, it's tied into the memory.
And they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So if Odd Wispy Bum the terracotta pot over here.
Yeah. The terracotta potter.
If that could happen, that would be really nice.
Do it all in one?
Yeah.
The terracotta potter with a wispy little potter.
Love it. There we go. Nice. Yeah. I'm sure he can magic that up.
Then
yeah.
Maybe I will...
Oh, what?
That's over there.
Pardon? Maybe I will.
You're surprised by what... I genuinely don't even know what it was that happened. But it was like, you just like malfunctioned and then just looked absolutely shocked.
It was a proper little cyborg.
Because
little...
we've been saying like little bow wow and stuff and then saying the bow that made me say wow. I said with instead of with.
Maybe I whiff is what... Maybe I whiff
do it. It's like baby talk almost. Yeah, maybe I will have little bow wow on the side. If that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
It was really delicious, and I got it every single night. I really feel bad for Finiston because there were so many restaurants around, and I could have tried anywhere, but I just kept going back to this place.
Gochujang, is it? Is that how you pronounce it? Gochujang?
Yeah.
I made something with that recently for the first time. Never used it before. But also, first time where I've copied a recipe off Queer Eye.
Really?
Very nice.
I did it. Late series of Queer Eye. And
which one was it?
It was the one with the lady who owns all the animals on the big... a steak.
The cauliflower dish.
Yeah, so I did the cauliflower steak. And I thought that looks really good and really simple. So I just copied it along with the TV show.
Has he upped his, I've not watched Queer Eye for a couple of series. Has he upped his game from series one was just like an avocado and stuff?
Yes, yeah. It got back to him pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I would say that he has really upped his game, knows what he's talking about. And I love him. I think he's a very humble guy. Knows that, okay, people make fun of me for this, but I'm not going to, you know, strike back. I'm just going to just demonstrate that I do have a lot more knowledge than people think I do.
Well, that's the edit you see. There's loads of stuff on the cutting room floor where he is like, this one's with the fucking haters.
Yeah. Is this like guacamole to you, motherfuckers?
Is he your favourite Queer Eye guy?
No, Bobby is.
Oh, that's my boyfriend's favourite as well, because he has to do an entire building. He's working so hard.
Yeah, he's really doing the lion's share there.
I just think he really connects with the people they talk to the most. I think he really talks to them on a human level and really goes out of his way. And actually, I think has more of a connection. And that I think that's nice. I think everyone else is doing their jobs really well.
Yeah.
But you can see there's the TV sheen to it. And that's what I'm here for. I'm watching a TV show. I'm not complaining. But I think Bobby has a real connection with those people. And it's... it's good stuff.
I agree with you. He is lovely.
Yeah.
That's my boyfriend's favourite Queer Eye guy as well.
I like Tan.
Tan France is my favourite. Yeah.
Tan's the best.
It's possibly one of the most beautiful looking men in the world, actually. I
sat near him in a bar once.
No!
And he is very beautiful
as
in
stunning.
Real life.
Yeah,
truly.
That's an incredible face. And hair. Salt and pepper hair. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Imagine if you were the sixth Queer Eye guy.
Yeah, come on in.
What would be your speciality?
Finally, the straight perspective.
Yeah.
Hello. This house needs more terracotta. Immediately. Anyway.
There you go. That's the other topic. Netflix show.
But, you've got to plug other things in the Netflix family, though, as well, right? It's part of the contract.
Yeah, it's a major part of it. They wouldn't keep me otherwise. You guys seen Stranger Things?
We have. We've had one of the Stranger Things kids on the show.
Yeah, not that he would remember. He had no idea what was going on. Side dish now is exciting because we've given you a bonus side dish. So
I don't know if it's as exciting as the bonus side dish you gave me.
As a little bow wow.
As the little bow wow. But I'd like a battered sausage.
Yes, that you would, exciting. And you may have one. Yeah. That is such a great idea for a side dish.
Okay, I'm so pleased because I think they are the most delicious things in the world.
You know what?
Battered sausage.
I'll say this before you even say this to me about battered sausage, because I'm looking forward to what you have to say about it. But more than any guest, every time we approve of a dish, you're like, oh, thank God. Yeah.
Can you tell my dad left 20 years ago?
If we don't approve of a dish, I don't know how it's going to go down. Like, you got your notes in front of you, and you rip them all up. Yeah. Oh, it's been a waste of time!
Is it because every time we approve of a dish, it feels like every single tension in your body is relieved. You're like, oh God, thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow,
get to another dish and all that tension's back again and then it just goes again.
That's the life of anxiety, baby. that's a little panic disorder. Yeah, I feel like a lot is riding on this. I really want you to like the menu.
We love it so far. It's great.
Okay. And you just brought a battered sausage into the equation.
Yeah, and I think there's something very particular I need for the battered sausage, and it's like gnarly batter. You know that batter. And my boyfriend always says what you don't want is like a Savoy in a golden wetsuit, which you see a lot.
Wow. This guy.
Right. It's rare it happens.
Oh, no, it's really annoying.
No, this is rare it happens, but you hear one phrase and you just know, I like that guy. I'd get on well with that guy and I'm going to use that phrase from now on.
What I like is the fact that he's clearly said it more than once because, as my boyfriend said, what you don't want is a Savoy in a golden wetsuit.
Yeah, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, and that's something that's not like an old Birmingham phrase.
That's something that came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the battered sausage and he was like, yeah, because what you don't want is a Savoy in a golden wetsuit.
Yeah.
I was like, that is one of the reasons I love you. There's the man I fell in love with. And it's true, like very thin layer of batter. I had a really shit battered sausage the other day, battered vegan sausage. And I've had a great one. There's like this really tiny like kebab shop called the Veggie Chippy in, I think it might be Hockley sort of area in Birmingham. And they do everything on their menus called like Vish and Chips, Vicken and Chips, Vossage. No, actually, that's the one thing they don't put the V in front of is the sausage. They're like, oh, Vossage is stupid.
Vicken, we're fine with.
Vicken, yeah. Vish, Vicken and Chips. Amazing. But they do a battered sausage and it was really good there. However, what I'd like is that the whole of the country just goes vegan for this one day and that the four of us could go on a little trip to like some lovely chippies and just try out a few and see which one's the best one, but in the chippy.
Well, hold on. I'm going to Google the best battered sausage in the country.
Are you?
And just to see if it comes
the best vegan battered sausage best battered sausage.
Let's just go battered sausage, because the genie, like,
everyone
can
else
make
goes vegan in the country.
The veenie.
Mono. Thank you.
I think you should move to Glasgow.
That's great. I would. Oh, I mean, I'd happily die in Scotland.
Wow. Not what I said.
That's right.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
That's right. That's not what you said.
Yeah.
There's a lot here.
Really?
Best battered sausages in England restaurants. I've got a top 4,934 list here.
Okay. Let's start from the bottom.
Is that how many we're going to visit?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I think this
is the top one. Is not far away is at What the Fish in Hammersmith.
What the Fish?
Apparently.
I like that name.
And also Ranmore Friary in Sheffield.
Nice.
Stotesbury Fish and Chips in Newport. That's the top three.
Those are the top three?
Yeah, that's the top three that comes up. But there's also a place called Veggie Corner in Coventry is number four.
Oh, gosh, in Coventry
as well. So the fourth one on the list is a veggie place.
I'm in Coventry on Saturday watching QPR play Coventry.
Well, you might want to go to Veggie Corner and get the best veggie battered sausage that you could get. And it's number four on a list of over 4,000, nearly 5,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Places.
Benita, have you looked it up? Veggie Corner? Does it look legit?
Not only do Veggie Corner do a battered sausage, they also do a vegan jumbo battered sausage as well.
Well, that's going to be the fucking one, isn't it? That's going to be the bloody one.
Do you know what? The word jumbo isn't used enough. We don't hear it used very much. Jumbo jet, jumbo sausage are the only two I can really think of.
Yeah.
What else do you think? Could you use it for like jumbo jumper?
Yeah, I would love to wear a jumbo jumper. I'd love to have a jumbo bed instead of a king-size
bed. Jumbo bed. That's good.
Yeah, I think all of that would be great. Like,
do they have like Jumbotron?
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the big screens at sports games. It's called the Jumbotron.
Yeah. I feel like it would be something like a chain restaurant would do as well. You know, where it was very big to supersize in America on McDonald's. Maybe there'd be like another burger joint. They'd be like, you want that jumbo?
Do you want that jumbo?
See
yeah.
my accent? Yeah.
There we go.
You want that jumbo?
You've got that part of slightly nervous waitress absolutely sewn up.
Anything nervous,
do you want that jumbo?
That's me. You want that jumbo?
Terrified. Like there's a table of mobsters all having a meal.
You want that jumbo, sir?
I'd like the gabagool, please.
You want that jump? That's amazing. She's great.
She is great.
Oh, I hope
because
a
you would be nervous if the monsters were there, if they're known for just flipping out and killing anyone for whatever reason.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They might be offended by, do you want that jump?
And she's worked there for years. Or it could be her first day.
It could be her first day. She's been told that's the mob table. Don't offend them.
You go over there, Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want that jump?
That's got me.
Mumbo jumbo.
Mumbo jumbo.
Mumbo jumbo. Yeah, I mean, you know, often used. I think by the wrong people in a rather, you know, dismissive fashion. I think they've taken the word jumbo and they've completely, you know, maybe that's why people don't use jumbo that much, because they've ruined it.
Well, what does that mean? Does that suggest that if you're talking nonsense, you're talking mumbo, but if you're talking loads of nonsense, you're talking mumbo jumbo?
Yes, mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. She went jumbo.
She went
jumbo.
You want that jumbo?
It's quieter every time. It's
really, yeah, there's a casting really director like listening to this.
The nervous waitress who has to ask some mobsters if they wanted a jumbo. Yeah. It's a great character. So, yeah, I think that's a great side dish.
No sauce, salt and vinegar.
How heavy are you going with the salt and vinegar?
Quite heavy on the vin.
Yeah.
A little bit crazy on the... Mumbo on the vin. No, jumbo on the vinegar.
Yeah.
Mumbo on the salt.
Yeah.
So the other way around. So mumbo on salt, mumbo jumbo salt, on jumbo vinegar. Vin.
Yeah. Also, at the vegan place you mentioned earlier, when they do... What do they call vinegar there? If they're switching it, the first letter of everything for a V...
Vinegar.
Just vinegar.
They just get rid. They're like, we don't want to confuse people. Because they might think it's vegan vinegar or something.
Yeah.
They also do a Vonna, like a doner kebab.
Oh, right.
That I've actually had and it was absolutely tremendous.
I'm really confused why they don't say Vossage.
I know, because I was looking through the menu and I was laughing at, like, Vicken and chips, Vish and chips, and I was like, sausage.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Cool.
Drink. Because you've already said, we know it's not going to be...
You've had a couple of pints already.
Pints, because you can't have them after you've eaten.
No, no pints. I think I love an old-fashioned, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I go from drinking like IPA or bourbon, palate of an elderly man.
Or me.
And the bottle.
Just my palate.
Yeah.
Delicious. But my mum's got this amazing blender. That's what I'd like to have.
It's such a great start to the story.
Yeah. And I went over to visit. It was halfway through like filming Bridgerton and I had like a week off and I went home and I was like, my mum's got a blender. I'm going to make frozen margaritas. I've never made them before. I'm going to make them for my family. So I bought all the booze, all the good stuff, like an agave syrup to put in there. And then they loved them. They loved them so much. My mum, my stepdad and my brother, they'd never had one before. I'd had loads, but I'd never made any. And then a few days later, I went round and they'd stocked up on all of the same ingredients again and were like, you're going to make those frozen margaritas again? And I was like, I mean, yeah, let's do it, let's go. And now they are obsessed with frozen margaritas. They love them. But then apparently my stepdad got so poorly the other night because he had such an intense brain freeze. But then apparently you just put your thumb on your soft palate.
Thanks for demonstrating that.
I know.
You demonstrated it and immediately made eye contact with Ed. It was very funny. You put your thumb on your soft palate, mouth open, and just looked straight at me
as if to say,
straight in the
right?
Eye. Straight in the eye. I was like, not been lied please.
To. And also, I didn't wait until the word palate was done. I went soft palate.
Yeah.
But apparently that gets rid of brain freeze, which I don't know.
Right.
Well, apparently. I've never heard that before.
Brain freeze is not something that's necessarily troubled my adult life too much. I don't think I've had it that much, really.
What about you love ice cream?
I love ice cream, yeah. Absolutely adore it.
Have you ever had it when it's too cold?
I've definitely given myself brain freeze before, too eager.
You love brain freeze?
I've never tried the soft palate.
I bet you love brain freeze.
Yeah, I love it.
Then like when you have wasabi and you're like, go on, you prick. Like,
yeah, I do like wasabi, and I do kind of
very
say,
funny that you pitch that as an absolute universal observation.
You know, when you're like,
you know, when you have wasabi and you say, go on, you prick.
Go on, you prick.
It wasn't like that. It didn't say it like that. Oh, it's like when you have wasabi and you go, go on, you prick. It was like that. It's like suddenly Ray Winston.
Yeah. But, you've just come on here in the hope that casting directors are listening, right? You're doing all your characters.
All my characters, even though I claimed I can't do any accents.
Yeah, you do all of them.
I can do all the characters. Only one voice, really, and it's Nervous Sally.
The emotion's getting across, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Ray Winston in a Japanese restaurant.
Thank you. Go on, you prick.
No, I don't like brain freeze. I do like the wasabi thing, though.
Yes,
I love the wasabi at the sinuses, and then I'm like,
watery
eyes. You prick.
Yeah, go on, you prick.
Yeah.
So delicious. Yeah. I think I've only had brain freeze with, like, slush puppies when I was younger. You know, when you get them after school, it'd be like an off-licence, not an off-licence, like a sweet shop, that would have the twirly machines. Mm-hmm. I'd get one of their, and I have brain freeze with that. But obviously, I didn't know about the soft palate.
No. You're a kid. Don't beat yourself up.
Listen, I only do that sort of stuff, embarrassingly, in front of adults.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I think I'm going to go for frozen margaritas.
Made by yourself?
Yeah, made by me for my family.
Yeah.
Because I just find it so adorable that they then became, and it's like their favourite drink.
Mm-hmm.
They love it now. And tequila, apparently, is the only alcohol that's an upper.
Yeah.
Have I heard that correctly? And apparently it's good for your digestion. So glug, glug, glug.
These lies we tell ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's actually really good for you. It actually turns back time.
One glass of red wine is actually better for you than no red wine.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I've heard that about tequila.
Yeah.
I believe it?
Well, I don't know, because you still feel a bit shit, don't you? But I'd like that. Frozen margaritas at my mum's house with my mum, my stepdad and my brother.
Lovely.
I think that would be really nice.
So why was it that the stepdad was the only one to get brain freeze? Was he just like really guzzling them?
I think it must have been like necking it back.
Yeah.
Also, he made it, so he might have over-iced.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like mine somewhere between like a liquidy drink and a slush puppy, but not like, his was full slush.
Yeah.
His was like snow cone levels of ice.
Yeah.
So I think he might have just iced himself out.
Yeah, he iced himself out. But then no one else, was he just drinking them on his own that time? Or was everyone else having them?
For everybody.
So they didn't ice themselves out.
But I think my mum would have just waited.
Imagine the situation of making ice margaritas.
Yeah.
Frozen margaritas just for yourself if you're home alone.
I don't know if I reckon I could.
Do you think you could do that without thinking about how bleak the situation is?
No, it's not nice, but I did get that same blender as a gift for my birthday. Mm.
I'll tell you who definitely could make themselves frozen margarita on their own. Punch.
Punch, good. He'd learn how to work the machine.
Punch would make it, wouldn't he? Yeah. We would put pour on the top so it doesn't splash around.
Giving it a shake.
Yeah.
My dog likes beer.
Yeah?
She likes neck oil.
And she just, one's been lying around and she's drunk it.
Well, I took her to the pub the other night and she put her paws on the table and then had a couple of licks and seemed to have a nice time.
When your dog had a couple of licks, did you just drink the rest of the pipe? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. To me, that might as well be toilet water at that
really?
Point.
Really?
Yep, I'd just pour it away.
If it was your own dog?
Yeah, my own dog. I don't want to. No. I'm past that to someone. That's not a judgment thing. That's just the way I am. Okay. I wouldn't be able to do it.
How do you guys feel about peeing in the shower?
Interesting.
Me or a dog?
You or a dog?
Yeah.
You.
How do I feel about peeing in the shower?
I met someone recently who was disgusted by the idea of it and I couldn't believe it.
I feel fairly neutral about it. I don't feel disgusted by the idea.
No.
No, I'm not disgusted by it. My shower that I've got at the minute goes through stages of the water not going down very fast. So if it was June, one of those stages, I would not be pissing in the shower because then I would just have it, I'd be paddling in it pretty quickly.
Ankle deep.
Yeah.
Now, I'm interested to know how the question, how do you feel about peeing in the shower, links into you drinking a pint that your dog's licked?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't actually know, but I felt like there was something about the brain connecting, like you saying, well, it's my dog, and me being like, well, it's my piss in the shower.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where my brain went.
Yeah.
I piss in the shower, my dog drinks my beer. I think that's what we've said up here, haven't we? That's what the person I am that's on this podcast.
There we go.
So we come to the dessert now.
Before dessert.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how you guys felt about palate cleansers.
Soft palate cleansers? Putting the thumb up there?
Very good. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel great about palate cleansers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like talking? A sorbet?
Mm-hmm.
I can take or leave a sorbet, really.
Okay.
Especially after I've had a frozen margarita.
Yeah, that's very true. I have just had a frozen drink.
It's quite like a sorbet.
Yeah, but what if it was Calpol flavoured?
What are you talking about?
No, remember, this is the most fragile guest we've ever had.
Okay, sorry.
Do not...
Yeah, that's... Wait, tell us a bit more.
Take it down a couple of notches. Listen, if someone said to me, I've got some Calpol flavoured sorbet, there's no way I wouldn't try it. I would try it.
Yeah.
You know, I am very intrigued by this. And you've had some, I'm assuming.
No.
Oh.
Okay, but take it down.
I'm feeling quite sensitive.
Do you want a jump?
Do you want a jump?
Do you want a Calpol sorbet?
Oh, a Calpol.
A new special on today. It's Calpol sorbet.
You could have it, Mumbo, a jumbo.
Well, I just thought, I loved Calpol growing up. Like, I'd feign illness.
Yeah.
To have Calpol because it was so delicious. And I don't have much of a sweet tooth.
Okay.
I know.
Well, this is interesting.
And I thought that's a nice palate cleanser. It's sweet.
I'm looking at your notes now because I'm genuinely worried that I haven't been able to see what it is.
And remember, it's quite fragile.
Oh, no.
But your lovely cow pole sorbet we've got. No, remember the cow pole sorbet.
Ed, if she's chosen a cheese board,
no, it was, we don't.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, but it's fine. Look, she brought us samosas.
I don't know how to play it. Okay.
And Claudia's quite nervous about how we're going to react to her dishes, remember? So, cow pole sorbet. We're talking about the palate cleanser. Lovely cow pole sorbet.
I just think that I reckon it would taste nice. Just a tiny little dome of...
You're really selling it with sound effects.
I would kind of like maybe prefer just a glug of cow pole for old time's sake rather than...
But what if the sorbet came with like the classic plastic spoon with the 1550 mil? Is it 1550 mil?
Yeah.
I think it might be.
I should swing it from the bottle.
You would swing it from the bottle, but imagine...
Bang. Get it back by the sink by the time my mum gets in. Hop back in the bath. She doesn't know what's happened. I'm not even ill.
All right. Maybe we'll do like a... Okay, could I have...
Big old piss.
Swig of...
Big old piss in there. Pink piss. Fill in the bath.
Yeah.
Nothing, mum.
Well, I can tell, James. You've been drinking that cow pole again.
What do we think the red about just the a swig of cow pole then?
A swig? No, I think we should stick with this cow pole sorbet because it's very rare a guest completely invents a dish that no one has ever had before, including them. So I think a little dome of cow pole sorbet is a lovely way to go. And I know, don't say that.
No. Come on.
Come on. I think someone will try and make that based on this podcast.
I feel like that could happen.
I think it will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did absolutely love cow pole. And it's nice to hear it get a shout out on the podcast. Sneaky little bonus dish because... Yeah, we were all looking for ways to sneak cow pole into our diet as kids anyway. So I like the fact it's a little, a little cheat code.
I could see it being on a restaurant menu, like a new restaurant menu in London, and that's what makes the headlines and that's what gets people in.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That would
be the thing,
wouldn't it? Have you
heard about this place? They do a cow pole
sorbet.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Fucking amazing.
Amazing, mate.
And later in the course, you get like a Benelin one or whatever, and realise that all the fun's over and the rest of your life's going to be shit.
And then you get a thermometer up the bum for the final course.
Good course.
My favourite course. There you go. Well, then, if that's allowed, I think that would be quite cool. And then all of us could try it. And then if it's shit, we'll just be like, well, but
I think it'd be nice and nostalgic.
I think it'd be nice.
Yeah. And it's nice to have something a little bit sweet before we go into your final course.
What is it?
When I was writing this down, I was almost going to put just in big capital letters cheese board just for you to see it and be freaked out.
Yeah.
I thought that's not actually very nice.
No, that would be.
But I really racked my brain because I wanted to have a dessert, like a proper dessert.
Yes.
So I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Okay. Okay.
But I do find it a little bit fun that there was a bit of tension.
Yeah. It was a bit. And I genuinely was thinking, I don't know how to respond. If Claudia has chosen the cheese board, because if she has chosen cheese board, I won't feel good about shouting at you, which is normally my go-to.
Mm.
And I did consider just leaving the room
if
you said cheese board. Only way I can deal with it is I'll have to literally exit the room and then that'll be it. And then when you come out, after you have to talk about your dessert with Ed, wrap up the podcast, and then when you come out, you would have seen that I would have fully gone home.
Right.
And I said that's the only way to do the joke properly is
just
to just walk
like,
out.
Your samosas were shit.
Get the train. And then you come out and go, oh, he's actually gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, that would have been the only way to do it.
I would rather you shout at me, actually.
Yeah, but I couldn't.
Because then
do
you
it.
Just got to stay, just because then you'd still be here.
Yeah.
But I'd understand.
True abandonment
why.
if he absolutely left.
I mean,
that would be
hello.
Awful.
Yeah.
I don't think I need that. Thank you.
Well,
I
just learned all these things
can
about
guess.
You.
So, have any of you guys ever heard of Little Chef?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, my boyfriend's dad. Used to call it Little Thief because it was so expensive.
That's a great dad
joke.
So good. I thought you were about to say your boyfriend's dad was the Little Chef.
Yeah, he was.
No. But it was modelled
on. He is somewhere, the little logo is somewhere between the Lurpak butter guy and the Michelin man tire guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Casper the Ghost.
I mean, all those guys, I think, are basically the same family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of plump.
Plump mascots.
Plump mascots.
Yeah.
I didn't really go on holiday growing up, but we'd go on long drives.
Oh,
now,
nice.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, it's a treat.
How long were these drives?
Well, until we could find my dad. So, I mean, one of them's still ongoing, actually. My mum's circling. Well, just until someone couldn't do it anymore, I guess.
But in like a day, so
yeah,
a few days.
A few days or like a day trip or whatever. Yeah, but we couldn't really leave the country. Oh, shush. Me. So,
but we would go on.
I love Little Cher.
Yeah.
And they'd obviously do those like massive breakfasts, wouldn't they, in those big white oval plates. And then they'd have those burgers that had the sausages that were round, but they had the slits in them. Do you remember those guys?
I think vaguely.
Like a like a Cumberland sausage.
But you know, but it was like within a burger, but you could see the little like marks
I think
in them.
Called something like a bendy bun, right?
Bendy bun?
Yeah,
I think was it
love him?
I think it was a bend. I mean, it might not have been at the Little Chef, but I think they did do like curly sausage in a bap, and they would call it a bendy bun or
bendy
something.
Bun.
Yeah, yeah, bendy in a bun. If I've made like that up, copyright.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
going on the Cowpole restaurant menu. Yeah. I think bendy bun. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No theme to the restaurant.
No. No, it's insane.
Yeah.
But they used to do these tiny sugary donuts with a hot chocolate dipping sauce, like a thick, but they were really hot, the donuts. Everything was just really hot and it was amazing. But you know the donuts, but you can't really see the hole. It's more of like a cat's anus of a hole, if you will.
Yeah.
And you dip those in the hot sauce and I was obsessed with those. I loved those very, very much. And I think that would be my dream dessert. I'd get like 8 of those mini sausages and a big like ramekin of the hot, like it was like molten.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
Yeah. Get those at fairgrounds sometimes.
Yeah.
And in Kettering, on the high street, every now and again, there's a guy who has a Dinky Donut stand. And you just smell it all the way down the high street. You go, oh, Dinky Donuts are here today. You smell it like a really long way away.
Dinky Donuts
then,
are here today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like you walk around the corner and he's there, usually yelling that they've got Dinky Donuts. And
I like that you're pitching this as if you're with other people, like with some mates or family, and you're all like, Dinky Donuts is here today. When we all know it's just you walking down the street and out loud to yourself, you say, Dinky Donuts is here today.
Yeah, I smell. Yeah. Oh, Dinky Donuts are here today. And then I walk down the street and then I see him.
And did you say he would be shouting that they've got Dinky Donuts today?
Yeah, he's also going, Dinky Donuts!
Got it.
We are Dinky Donuts here!
Got it.
Dinky is the opposite of Jumbo, right?
Yeah, the opposite it is.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
Would you ask Dinky Donuts if they could make it Jumbo?
Yeah, yeah. This Dinky Donut, can you make it Jumbo?
Yeah, probably.
What the?
Dinky, you got the Dinky Donut? Can I make the Dinky Donut Jumbo, please?
And then would a Jumbo Dinky Donut just be a normal donut?
No, because if it was a Jumbo Dinky, yeah.
Because that's a Jumbo Dinky.
No, because
Dinky
you're talking
normal.
About, it, interesting, the cat's anus thing. You're talking about that they're so sort of like puffed up that there's almost no
you
real
You can't
hole.
Really see, you couldn't put your finger in it.
But you know that there is.
You could Jumbo that, so then there's like almost no hole there, right? So
oh, yeah.
A Jumbo Dinky is not the same as a normal sized donut.
Yeah, so a Jumbo Dinky would be the same size as a normal sized donut, but the hole is as tight as a Dinky donut.
Like a lion's anus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop a thermometer in that.
You're picking up? So, yeah, okay. But it's in size of a normal donut.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
because Jumbo
Dinky.
For Dinky's normal. But we're just going to make the hole.
Like a Dinky.
So it's still to scale.
To lion.
Yeah.
To scale.
It's to scale.
So the hole is still the same as a Dinky hole in terms of how much room you've got
there. I beg your pardon.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me.
We know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Dinky Donuts.
And how would it be a bit like my bread course where you tear and share and dip the sauce?
It's up to you. Well, I think, if you don't want to share it, you
I
can
think
just
the dip would also have to go jumbo. So you got that size would also by the same amount increase. So you've got like a pretty substantial size dip that you
mug.
can actually dip this Jumbo Dinky in.
Are we pushing the pot of sauce into the middle of the Jumbo Dinky?
I would like to.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could do your wife's technique and like drizzle it on top.
Absolutely not.
Oh no.
Never do his wife's technique.
It's a waste
anything.
Of sauce.
Okay. So the genie would like the hot sauce in the middle of the Dinky large, the Dinky Jumbo donut.
Yes, but I would like to. Well, I wouldn't put the sauce in the middle. I would want the sauce on the side, and I would want to be able to pick up the donut and dip it into the big pot of sauce like I would do a Dinky donut, but with like the Jumbo Dinky. And I would like to do it like that.
Mm.
That's what I would like to do. Ed would like it, I believe, in the middle.
Well, I mean, if this is so puffed up and you're not getting a pot of sauce in there, are you?
It's going to do damage because it's not just going to expand and the hole is going to let you in.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Come on.
We know what you mean.
You're
going
to do damage to the Dinky Jumbo donut dough.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm saying Jumbo Dinky. You're saying Dinky Jumbo?
Dumbo Jinky.
No. Jumbo Dinky.
No one's saying Dumbo Jinky. No one said Dumbo Jinky until you've just said it then.
Yeah.
So, Dinky Jumbo. That's how you're saying it. That's no. I'm saying it incorrectly. Yeah.
So it should be, because it's a dinky that has been made big. So it's...
A dinky jumbo.
Jumbo dinky. A dinky jumbo would be a big donut that's been made dinky. a dinky jumbo is just a dinky donut.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
No, it's right. I don't think
a dinky jumbo is a dinky donut, because I think a jumbo donut... A jumbo donut is even bigger than a regular donut.
So a dinky jumbo is a normal donut.
Yeah, so a dinky jumbo is a normal donut, but the hole is normal.
Yes, that's a dinky jumbo. A jumbo dinky has a dinky hole, but it's the size of a normal sized donut.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll have two of them. I think then I'd like one. Oh, which way is it? Jumbo dinky, please. Yep. I'd have one jumbo dinky with like a lot of the hot chocolate sauce, and then I would like about eight of the dinky dinkies.
I mean, I'm not so sure if I wasn't saying dinky jumbo now. I think I was saying dinky jumbo.
I think it's going to need to be workshopped.
I think I was saying dinky jumbo and you were saying jumbo dinky, and then we talked you into saying dinky jumbo, and then you said dinky jumbo, and then we made up that was the wrong way.
No. But then you've just said you want a plate of eight Dinky Dinkies, which we've not even discussed yet.
What the hell is a Dinky Dinky then?
That's a Wheato, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, it's Wheato, isn't it? Yeah. I don't want Wheato-sized Dinkies.
No.
Screams Claudia Jesse.
Yeah.
I want my little chef, my little thief, donuts. Mm. And then I want the one that we've created as well.
Yes. Yeah, okay, great.
For makes my sense. Dessert. Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Baffled, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Water, 2 pints of neck oil. Popham's or bread, the 11p Tesco tear and share bread, the vegan-friendly one that I'm going to make for you. It doesn't exist. Starter, 2 vegan duck pancakes from Chung Ying's. Main course, vegan bap from Kimchi Cult and Lil Batwell. Side, vegan battered sausage, loads of salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
Drink, frozen margarita, homemade. Little palate cleanser, Calpol sorbet. Dessert, 8 dinky donuts from Little Chef, Little Thief, and 1 jumbo dinky.
Please, thank you.
It's a pretty good menu, actually.
Do you like it?
It's a really good menu. It's very inventive. The Calpol sorbet.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised to hear we've never had that before.
No.
Okay. And Little Chef?
Little Chef's never Little Chef's probably come up.
Maybe it's come up. Maybe.
But not as a menu item.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I like that menu.
I think it's a great menu. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for coming into the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. What would you do if I broke into tears?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Perfect ending.
Well, there we are. Great menu.
Ooh.
Great samosas.
Thank you for the samosas so much, Claudia. Delicious samosas.
Above and beyond.
Yeah. Much appreciated, and real insight into her life, I thought.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Great episode.
Yeah.
Well done. So she's earned a plug from that.
Yeah,
Bridgerton launches globally on March 25th on Netflix.
Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
And thank you, Claudia, for not saying Huel.
Yes, no Huel there, thank you.
No. Thank you, Chrissy Tweets.
Thank you, Chrissy Tweets. Thank you for tweeting. I'm on tour. My show's called Electric. Get on edgamble.co.uk for tickets. I'm all over the place. I'd love to see you there.
Ah, I know I would love to see you there.
Yes, James will be at one of them.
One of them, but which one?
And he'll be hiding, so...
I will be disguised.
Yes.
So you have to go up to me. I'll be in very good disguise. And you have to say, James Acaster, I presume?
Yep, you have to say that. And you have to hold that note for that long.
Yep, and only if you do that will I say and reveal if it is me.
Yeah, well, and then his disguise will unlock at the face like Arnie in Total Recall.
Exactly like that.
Yes.
But that's what. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
Made them very clear.
See you there. Thank you very much for listening to Off Menu. We'll see you again another time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But, yeah, again, no pressure. But, yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.